Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also on the radio later on the recording, Shabbat blessing everyone on this blessed High Sabbath, June 30th, 2018. This is lesson 257, chapter 55, entitled Not Without Outward Show. Our opening scripture song to the theme of this new chapter is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, and also we will be singing as well the Spanish version of the scripture. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Buscar primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, y todas estas cosas os serán añadidas.
Our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for in the spirit to have this special day. We thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for in the spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our cross our spirit. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong your sight, as you know. And pray that you may be with us wherever we go and whatever we do. I pray that you may be with us if there are any troubles that we have had a tough time with. I pray that you may heal if any of us are sick or afflicted or in harm, in pain, in anything. I pray that they may be able to be comforted and that the trouble may be resolved. I pray that you may be able to let us be strong and be brave and be a good courage. Let us be able to also be kind and noble and selfish, reverent in all our thinkings and all our actions. Let us grow always is debunking praises unto thee no matter where we go and what we do. I pray that you may be able to let us keep on giving praises unto thee. Let us be able to always put you above of everything that we know and love. And be with us if you have another study of desire of ages. Let us always have our eyes and ears open that we may see and hear the wondrous things out of your law. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2 from the King James Version, and it reads, In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, Not Without Outward Show. in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If anyone of the precious family would like to take the following verses, Babala.
When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Neither shall they say, "Lo here," or "Lo there," for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
John 16:12. Stop a blessing, everyone. Sorry about that. I hope everybody having a blessed day. Continue. John 16:12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, and he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever ye shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
John 16:14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 506 through 507. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the Sigh of Ages, page 506. Babala.
Some of the Pharisees had come to Jesus demanding when the kingdom of God should come. More than 3 years had passed since John the Baptist gave the message that, like the trumpet call, had sounded through the land. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And as yet these Pharisees saw no indication of the establishment of the kingdom. Many of those who rejected John at every step had opposed Jesus were insinuating that his mission had failed. The Sigh of Ages, page 506, paragraph 1. On the slide, it repeats the verse of Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What did some of the Pharisees came to Jesus demanding? And why were many of those who had rejected John and at every step had opposed Jesus, insinuating that his mission had failed? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, when the kingdom of God shall come, and more than 3 years have passed since John the Baptist gave the message that, like a trumpet call, had sounded through the land. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and as yet these Pharisees saw no indication of the establishment of the kingdom.
Continuing the reading, The Sigh of Ages, page 506. Jesus answered, "The kingdom of God come not with outward show, amen. Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God begins in the heart, looking not here or there for manifestation of earthly power to mark his coming." And then the next of the slide is, Josh is going to read it. I can't see it.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God come not with observation." Luke 17:20. And it says in the middle of John 7:38, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Christ lives in me, Spirit of Christ. The kingdom of God is within you, and these words which I command you and thee this day shall be in thine heart. Deuteronomy 6:6.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How did our Savior Jesus respond to their question? And where does the kingdom of God begin? And where should they not look for it? If you know the answers to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, Jesus answered, "The kingdom of God cometh not with outward show, margin. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you, and it begins in the heart. Look not here or there for manifestations of earthly power. The mark is coming.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, taken from Desire of Ages, Memory, CD, Volume 3, from the King James Version.
Pages 506. The days will come, he said, turning to his disciples, when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it, because it is not attended by worldly pomp. You are in danger of failing to discern the glory of my mission. You do not realize how great is your present privilege in having among you, though veiled in humanity, him who is the life and the light of men. The days will come when you will look back with longing upon the opportunities you now enjoy to walk and talk with the Son of God. That's again Desire of Ages, 506, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, or even our guests, what did our Savior, turning to his disciples, say about the days will come, and why shouldn't they long for them? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, Abla.
The answer is, when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, ye shall not see it, because it is not attended by worldly pomp. You are in danger of failing to discern the glory of my mission.
Desire Pages 506.
Because of their selfishness and earthliness, even the disciples of Jesus cannot comprehend the spiritual glory which he sought to reveal unto them. It was not until after Christ's ascension to his Father and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the believers that the disciples fully appreciated the serious character of mission. After they had received the baptism of the Spirit, they began to realize that they had been in the very presence of the Lord of glory.
Continue. Desire Pages 506. As the saying of Christ were brought to their remembrance, their mind were opened to comprehend the prophecies and understand the miracle which he had wrought. Amen. He wondered if his life passed before them, and they were as men awaking from a dream. They realized that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and true, John 1:14. Next slide, please. Oh, and next, Josh is gonna read.
John 1:14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, King James. And on the other side, in the bottom, it says, the world became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Christ had actually come from God to a sinful world to save the fallen sons and daughters of Adam. The disciples now seemed to themselves of much less importance than before they realized this. They never wearied of rehearsing his words and works, his lessons which they had but dimly understood. Now came to them as a fresh revelation. The scriptures became to them a new book. The Desire of Ages, page 506, paragraph 4.
Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Why couldn't the disciple of Jesus comprehend the spiritual glory which he sought to reveal unto them, and when did they understand? And when did they begin to realize that they had been in the very presence of the Lord of glory? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, Bubba.
The answer is they couldn't because of their selfishness and earthliness. It was not until after Christ's ascension to his Father and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the believers that the disciples fully appreciated the Savior's character and mission, and after they had received the baptism of the Spirit.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John. It's a section scripture song singer in Living Word from the King James Version.
Star of Ages, page 507. As the disciples searched the prophecies that testified of Christ, they were brought into fellowship with the deity and learned of him who had ascended to heaven to complete the work he had begun on earth. They had recognized the fact that in him dwelt knowledge which no human being, unaided by divine agency, could comprehend. They needed the help of him whom kings, prophets, and righteous men had foretold. With amazement, they read and reread the prophetic delineations of his character and work. How dimly had they comprehended the prophetic scriptures? How slow they had been in taking in the great truths which testified of Christ. Looking upon him in his humiliation as he walked a man among men, they had not understood the mystery of his incarnation, the dual character of his nature. Their eyes were holden so that they did not fully recognize divinity in humanity, but after they were illuminated by the Holy Spirit, how they longed to see him again and to place themselves at his feet. How they wished that they might come to him and have him explain the scriptures which they could not comprehend. How attentively would they listen to his words? What had Christ meant when he said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now? John 16, verse 12. How eager they were to know it all. They grieved that their faith had been so feeble, that their ideas had been so wide of the mark, that they had so failed at comprehending the reality. Desire of Ages, page 507, paragraph 1, on the side. There are the verses, John 16:12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. And from John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us, question boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. How were the disciples brought into fellowship with the deity and learn of him who had ascended to heaven to complete the work he had begun on earth? And when did they understand the mystery of his incarnation as well as the dual character of his nature? If you know the answer to the questions, there one, bubble up.
The answer is they searched the prophecies that testified of Christ. They recognized that in him dwelt knowledge which no human being unaided by divine agency could comprehend, and after they were illuminated by the Holy Spirit.
We have another question, dear ones. What had Christ meant when he said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now? And how eager were they to know it all? If you know the answer to these questions as well, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they agreed that their faith had been so feeble, that their ideas had been so wide of the mark, that they had so failed to comprehend the reality.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. From the King James Version, this was taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section Peaceful Rest.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, in believing that ye may abound in hope, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, that ye may abound in hope. Romans 15:13, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Well, dear one, this is the ending of our first section of a children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the time that we ask all the little ones to come very close, because it's story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate.
Good morning, boys and girls. I've been having problems with my computer. I'm sitting next to Elaine's computer this morning, so if mine, if I fall out of the room there, I'll just read the story in the other room on her computer. All right. This is story time for June 30th, the last day of June of 2018. Daniel blessed for choosing the best. Our scripture says, and at the end of 10 days, their countenances, that is, their faces, appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Daniel 1:15. Apparently, most of the Jewish boys ate the meat and drank the wine of the king had offered them. If so, they weren't obeying God's law, and he couldn't bless them. Children and youth should stand in a position where their hearts may be wholly the Lord's, where they are honoring God with their strength. God will then honor them by giving them knowledge and wisdom. Thus did Daniel in the courts of Babylon. Babylon was the greatest country of that day. Standing true to principle amid the corruptions of the heathen, obeying God's law, though they lived in the middle of a wicked city and nation. Do you live in a big city, a wicked city? If you want to honor God, be like Daniel. Daniel purposed in his heart. That means he made a decision. that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Did you know that eating meat and drinking anything with alcohol in it hurts your body and dishonors God? It does. Daniel and his companions knew not what would be the result of their decision. They knew not but that it would cost them their lives. Imagine making a decision to honor God if you thought you would die from it. Life is pretty precious to us human beings. But they determined to keep the straight path of strict obedience, a temperance, even though in the court of a licentious Babylon. That big word licentious means doing things excessively or too much. And it usually refers to bad things. By the example of Daniel and his fellows in Babylon, we see that it is impossible to reach the standard which the Lord would have his children reach. That means, as a Christian, you can't do the bad things your neighbors do and practice an easy, accommodating kind of religion that leaves principle out and is controlled by circumstances. That's what the early Christian church did. They changed their religion so as to include the heathen and became the Roman Catholic Church. That is what all religion or churches are doing today, to let the world into their churches so they can be popular. It may increase the church membership, but it makes Jesus very sad. Youth and children who would serve God, the God of heaven, cannot engage in worldly merriment. Can't go to their parties. Eat the enervating luxuries. That's fancy food that leaves you feeling bad afterwards. Or drink strong drink. That's any alcoholic drink. Because it is set before them by the honored or wealthy men of the world, whom they fear to offend by refusing their favor. Now you might think, oh my, I've got to eat this dead animal, or my host will think I don't like him. This actually happened to an Adventist minister ambassador from the Philippines. But does that matter? What about what matters to God? Daniel and his three friends were more interested in honoring God. They may think that they have been especially honored and that courtesy demands the acceptance of the favors proffered them or offered them. Out of courtesy, you think, I just have to eat this. But loyalty to God must take the precedence or the first place. And fear to offend the Lord of heaven must control the Christian. The king of Babylon thought that he was bestowing great favor upon Daniel and his fellows. He thought he was giving them the very best. But they had respect unto God's commandments more than unto the favor of the king, even though they knew it might cost their lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Brother Dave. Next week, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, Not Without Words Show. Please, dear ones, if you have any question to be able to send before Thursday or even Friday, we will be so glad to be able to help as the Lord dictate. So if any one of the little ones, mummies or daddy, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, Babula.
Let's humble ourselves and we pray. Loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of life that you have bestowed onto us. Not only for might, but to do your will and accomplish what is left for us to do. Lord, we come before you, ask for your blessings on this holy Sabbath. Renew our hearts. Loving Father,
forgive us our sins that you trespass against you throughout the week and throughout the days of our lives. Loving Father, as we come to learn of you, may you send the Holy Spirit to come and open our hearts so that you may hear whatever
is being taught and whatever is being read. Loving Father, we pray that you be among us. Lead us in whatever we do in our lives. We know we are a few days to Christ is coming, but prepare us as we learn of you. Lord, give us whatever we need in these lives so that we may be able to praise you and glorify you. Let the world may know that your loving Father, when we call upon you, ask you, you listen. Lord, bless all those who are teaching, reading, those who are on front line for your own cause. Lord, bless them abundantly. As we continue to learn, give wisdom whoever is leading us, whoever is teaching, so that people may know that the Lord is teaching us. Lord, we thank you for all what you have done in our lives. Continue to be with
us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I will also like to add, Father Jesus, thank you for allowing Brother Vic's connection and the clarity for the children's story as well, and the clarity of voice, even though we have a slight congestion. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear one, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with part 2 review of chapter 55, Not Without Words Show, and that will take place July 7, 2018. We also prepare activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy. The word search is a new one. The old one has been discontinue, and we hope and pray that you will have no difficulties. And if you do, please share that we will be able to do something to change it. So have a blessed and peaceful High Sabbath, dear ones.